Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 22nd, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and actually we have a friend joining us today. Marilyn Thompson is a friend from this ministry, as well as our daughter Astaire, and we're visiting in the Washington, D.C. area, and in Marilyn's home. And we're looking out on a beautiful day, and the most mature green trees. Never imagined there's trees like this around Washington, but there are. Today's message is titled, Power. The scripture text is, well, there's two of them. One is Pontius Pilate speaking to Jesus in John 19:10, and Jesus Christ speaking in Matthew 28, verse 18, just before he ascended back to the Father.
Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
We're visiting a friend here in the Washington, D.C. area for several days. I'm not sure whether we'll go into the city, the seat of power for the United States. I've been there many times, first as a child during a long vacation through the East. I'm now at a point of life I generally prefer to stay away from anything inside a beltway. Inside the Washington Beltway, the powers of this earth will be deliberating on various matters, making the news nationally and at times internationally. Subcommittees, confirmation hearings, cabinet meetings, and so forth. Decisions made can and certainly do affect all of us living here in the USA and beyond. We hear the term powerful politician a lot, certainly a lot more than we hear the term distinguished statesman.
These people have worked hard and aspired to have this power. I recall a book I read many years ago that sums up the ambitions of many in this world: wealth, power, and prestige. Many have all three and are at the top of their game.
The politician, Pilate, felt he had great power. He needed a good dose of reality check when he boasted in our very first daily text. This spineless man speaks to the eternal Son of God. Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?
Well, Jesus did not let Pilate's proud claim to power stand unchallenged. In John 19:11, he responds, "You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above." Like many before him and many since, he learned the hard way about how powerless he actually was when he faced eternal judgment. Let us consider two other biblical characters.
Nebuchadnezzar, the mighty ruler of the Babylonian Empire, was walking on the roof of his palace and declared, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" That's Daniel 4, verse 30. The very next verse reveals how Nebuchadnezzar was quickly put in his proper place.
Herod gloated when he heard the people proclaim praise toward him in Acts 12:22. "This is the voice of a God, not of a man." Failing to immediately give glory to God, in verse 23 it states, "An angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died."
In Acts chapter 4, the disciples were facing persecution and uttered a wonderful prayer with a stunning truth. It's recorded in Acts 4, verse 27 and 28. "Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen." Does that latter part of the verse capture your attention? The disciples recognized that the sovereign God was the ultimate source of blessing, authority, and power, even when facing confusing or troubling circumstances.
And we too should realize that God at times uses undesirable circumstances and the very people who seek to harm us in carrying out His overall plan in our lives. And that is a tremendous key to finding peace and living the abundant life.
Remember, no power or force on earth exceeds the almighty power of the one who said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Let's pray together. Father, it is not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory. We are powerless, ultimately. Any power we have is delegated power from you. And I pray today for all of our listeners. I pray that you will help them to realize your omnipotence, the great theological term that is used to describe the power of God. Minister to those especially that may be going through hard circumstances right now. We also pray for those that are in positions of power that may, like Herod or Nebuchadnezzar or Pilate, be proud. May they realize, Lord, that any power we have on this earth is power given by you, for you have all power. Now minister to each reader, each listener today. Thank you for your marvelous, infinite, wonderful grace. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. It is a real joy to share God's word through this means. In fact, Marilyn, it's interesting. She's very interested in her ministry, and we're blessed. She's sitting right here beside us. And I kind of observing, and we kind of pointed out there's sometimes a mistaken notion that we are some kind of big outfit. We'll get notes sometimes. People write, thanking the staff. Well, actually, Brooksie and I, we are the staff. Sometimes the steer will help us. And I want to say, Marilyn's just giving us some real encouragement or interest today. If you go to our site, it's at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today, we are staying in Marilyn's home here in the outside the Beltway. I believe that would be outside the Beltway as we went around, because we had to be on the Beltway yesterday, and Brooksine had the wonderful privilege of playing on a beautiful Steinway grand piano. We actually have a photo of her playing on the piano today, and actually an MP3 file I just made of her playing "Lord, You Are More Precious Than Silver." And it sounds pretty good for home recording equipment on my little home computer here. Well, there's another humorous photo on the site today. We're going around the Beltway yesterday. I don't necessarily like Beltways. They're usually mobbed with traffic. And we came across an RV growing a tomato plant on the back. And I guess you can see what kind of country folk we are, that we got a kick out of that. And this couple, whoever is riding it, they've got a ripe tomato on the thing. Here we live in Lancaster County, some of the best soils in the world, and we don't have a ripe tomato yet. Well, we do, like I said, have a song up today that Brooksine recorded this morning, but two others related to our message. One is a video, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name," a great classic hymn. And then a more contemporary type chorus many of us have sung in our churches, called "The Power of Your Love." And both are available as a YouTube video today if you care to listen. Actually, in most cases, that's the main focus we have, is listening. Well, thank you for joining us today. Anybody else want to say anything?
Just praise God.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, it's a neat story Marilyn has, and we hope we can get this story to her friend. Years ago, somebody shared a message of ours with Marilyn, and it's interesting. In this case, Marilyn remembers the name of the lady that did so, a friend of hers. And it was encouraging to us that this lady still is on our mailing list and appears to regularly read the messages as well. And we're going to try to contact her, and I think she's going to be especially blessed that we're visiting with Marilyn. Well, have a great day now, all of you. We're excited today. We're going to get to go out to rural part of Maryland and look at a bee farm. Marilyn's son, Dean, and his family, they have a bee farm. Oh, we're also going to get to see an airplane. We're excited about that. So we're excited. Sorry about that. Ending a little bit casually today, but what a blessing, and the joys of life and the different experiences that God allows us to have. And we're certainly having one during our visit with Marilyn. Blessings to each listener today.